You will hear someone talking about a colour exhibition.
Now, I'd like to welcome onto our show today Darren Whitlock, who's going to tell us about a very vibrant exhibition.
Thanks, Melanie. Yes, in fact, it's an exhibition called Eye for Colour. It's packed with hands-on exhibits and interactive displays, and it explores the endless ways in which colour shapes our world. Now, there are 40 exhibits altogether that come under six main sections. Sadly, I haven't got time to tell you about them all today, so let me just give you a taste of what's on offer. So, to start off, there's a section simply entitled Seeing Colour, which is, well, as the title suggests, about how we do just that. And it's a good starting point, because basically, you look at the museum gallery through a giant eyeball that's standing on a circular foot. What you don't know is that this houses a 32-inch camera and screen, and the overall effect of these is quite amazing. Another section that's very interesting is called Colour in Culture. Here, there are a number of activities designed to illustrate the powerful links that exist between colour and certain aspects of our lifestyle, and this is done through a range of images and objects. You can visit the Colour Cafe that contains meals that really make you question how conditioned you are. How hungry do you feel if you're faced with a plate of pink and green fried eggs and blue sausages, for example? This section also includes activities that give visitors some idea of what it's like to view the world with a visual disability, which is something that many people have to do. Then there's a Colour in Nature section, designed to illustrate the many amazing colours that we see everywhere around us, from rainbows to autumn leaves, and to give us an idea of what it's like surviving in the external environment. So, you can try camouflaging yourself. This really is one for the kids, dressing up in a suit and then selecting a background where, to all intents and purposes, you disappear. And you can look at the world through the eyes of a dog or fish. What do these creatures really see? I'd recommend ending the trip with a visit to the Mood Room, which explores the influence of colour on the way we feel. Here, you can lie back and listen to music as a projector subtly alters the lighting in the room, and with it, the atmosphere. How does each colour affect your emotions? You'll be surprised. Now, while the exhibition's been running, the organisers have carried out a study of the favourite colours of their younger visitors. Over 2,600 children have responded to this, and there were lots and lots of colours to choose from, so the scores weren't high for each individual colour, even if the colours were, like blue, of average popularity. Clearly, the bold colours were the winners. Though purple, which I would have expected to be a high scorer, had just 1.73% of the votes, unlike deep pink, which came next to top. In the middle ground, along with purple, which was still pretty popular compared to others, was lime green, the first shade of green to be anywhere near the top. One two-year-old commented that red was the only colour she knew, which is perhaps why that was more popular with children than anything else. Needless to say, all the tans and beiges came near the bottom. In fact, the lighter the colours, the less popular they were, even the light pinks. So, why did the kids go for these striking colours? As adults, it's all about clothes, what we think suits us or is fashionable. But these youngsters are looking outward more, and they go for colours that hit them, that they pick out over and above the rest. It's less to do with how they feel, whether it calms them down or whatever, and more about immediate impact. And of course, there are associations with football that led a lot of both boys and girls to go for particular colours. In fact, more children seem to comment on this than anything else, whereas adults would be more likely to go for something worn by someone they really like. So, all in all, it says a lot about...